If you can't afford me, send me somewhere, then you could be dancing. If you can't afford me, trade me somewhere where I can't, where they can't afford me. Man.
Unmute y'all mics, good sirs.
Yo.
What's poppin', fams?
It's cracking.
What I do? What I do, Cole? I just started.
Cole, what up, Lou?
I just started, bro. I just started. But, man, what's up, everybody? How y'all doing today? Y'all know what it is. Conversations at the Shop, episode 46, bro.
46.
It's a lot of episodes.
Facts.
Yeah, man, it's a lot of episodes. So, I mean, we just consistent. That's what that means.
Right. Y'all, we here. Hella hot water, nigga. We here.
Right. Y'all make sure y'all comment, like, and share. Comment, like, and share. Comment, like, and share.
Please. Yes. Help me. Nigga.
So, all right, let's get this thing started, man. Y'all know what to do. Intros.
We're getting shit started, man. Niggas is on the market, man. Excuse me today, my energy a little off, man. I'm in pain. I'ma thug it out. But I also want to say, man, RP to Breonna Taylor, man, thoughts and prayers for the family and the loved ones, man, for the bullshit that they have to endure today. Everybody know what's up. Everybody know that's bullshit. You know what I'm saying? It's a damn thing we have to continue to go through in this world, but we're here.
Y'all already know what it is. Mr. Zero Dark 30, Mr. Blackout Season coming soon, Mr. Smile, Mr. All of that, even though I don't feel like smiling, I'm on my gutter shit, hoodie shit today. But it's Malik the motherfucking God. Huh?
Huh?
Huh? What's gutty?
And y'all know who I am. It's just, you know, Mr. Hardworker himself. Mr. Daiquiri Man himself. Mr. Get Your Life Right himself. Book me for your next event. You know, let me get you fucked up out here in these streets. You know, Mr. Bartender, certified mixologist himself. Yeah. It's just me, Gerard. You know,
just me, Gerard.
Your friendly neighborhood Daiquiri Man. That's going to be my new name.
Nigga rolling the streets taking people money like Big Worm.
I ain't taking nobody money, man. Oh, I don't know if y'all noticed, but new shirt alert.
That's a nice shirt. Sure, I know, right?
Sure
wish I had one of those. I actually have both of y'all shirts.
He didn't send that shit though. You noticed that, right, Marcus?
I was gonna say, you say you got both of our shirts, but that does nothing to us.
I just got them today. So chill.
All right, bro. I'm just saying, you asked us all for shirt sizes like three episodes ago. I got them, bro.
And not to mention, I got another shirt for y'all that we all can wear on the same day.
All right. We hear you talking, nigga. We hear you chatting.
We hear you, bro.
Thank you, guys. Chill. I got you guys. I got all y'all. I even got Corey the Laker man. Like, I got everybody.
The Laker man. Now he's the Laker man.
Man, you get on my nerves. But anyway, let's get into the show today. We got a good show for everybody. If y'all don't know, if y'all not in at the shop on Facebook, please join the group, man. A lot of good content going on over there. And we do this thing every week during football season. And it's called the losers section. And I like to bring certain teams to the losers section this week. We have some teams that are repeat offenders. Back to backers.
This nigga here.
They didn't get a chance to, you know, leave the room. You know, had to be up on cleanup duty, stay an extra week.
You said they was on cleanup duty?
Yeah, you know, Loso and them was on cleanup duty because they lost to the Washington football team in week one. He had to be the last one to leave.
Damn, so if they lose, so they just got smoked again. So, like, what is this nigga job title now?
He might be the gatekeeper.
He gotta let the people in at the gate.
Because he get to party again with them. This week's loser section. I hate to put them out there like that, man, but week two, man.
Let's get that clear. You don't hate to do it. You just want to make sure that your team ain't in there. You don't really care about anybody. Let's be clear.
You don't care about everybody else.
No, I do care, bro.
You happily do it as long as the Titans are not in there.
If the Titans are in there, y'all know I'm going to be in there with them, so it's okay. I'm not biased when it comes to this loser section.
Make sure you bring lemon pepper wings, nigga, whenever they get there.
They'll probably get there after this week, but we'll get there later.
It's going to be there. I know I'm going to have to come party with the losers one week, bro. Why are you flaming me, bro? Y'all still lost. Loso, it's okay. So all the teams... No, Cole, it don't go like that. This is only for the NFL teams. We all know that the NBA season during playoffs is the quarantine couch, bro. You got to go sit in the quarantine couch.
You got to go sit on the couch. BYOB, bring your own blunts.
Right. Well, let's get to this loser section of week two. So, welcome to the party. We got Cincinnati Bengals, Jacksonville Jaguars, the Carolina Panthers, the Denver Broncos, we got the Philadelphia Eagles, two-time offenders, we got them out the way, we got the Jets, the Dolphins, the Vikings, the Lions, the Falcons, the Giants. football team, the LA Chargers, the Houston Texans, the Patriots, and the Saints. So if your team was in the losers section, just know we got it updated. I mean, we got y'all tap water this time.
You definitely get tap water, no ice.
Straight out the tap. Bring your own cup. You got to bring your own cups. I'm sorry. We don't fund that.
No mason jars, just cups.
We don't fund cups for the losers section.
You might have to drink water out your hands.
bring y'all your own food. Yeah, you just get to come watch the winners dance in the winner's circle, bro. Like, that's it. I mean, I hate it for you. I let you in the club. You just can't party. You got to sit down and watch everybody else party.
Yeah, you in the party, you got a wristband on. They got the itch in your hand. Make sure they know not to throw you no liquor.
So, it is what it is, man. It is what it is, man.
Can I say one thing though before we go any further?
Go ahead, get your shit off.
I really hate that. You know, it was a certain young lady. I think was it Malik's mother that came on the podcast and was asking us. I said, you know, hey, you know, the Cowboys, we just lost. You might want to go with the Cowboys. And then there was somebody that was like, oh, nah, you picked the Falcons. That was the right team. I really hate that you listened to your son and that he made you lose your money this week. And that's, hey, listen, I did my part. That's all I can say. This I did my part. All I can do is inform you on the information that I have. And if you listen to it, you do. If you don't, you don't.
I ain't even got nothing to say to you right now, Marcus. You using my goddamn mama. I ain't got nothing to say to you right now. You niggas had to go and sacrifice a chicken when they kicked that motherfucker on. When you kicked that onside kick just to win that goddamn game. You know that was some voodoo type shit. Niggas didn't jump on the ball and nothing like that. You niggas would have been finito. But you know what? It's okay. It's always another week for the motherfucking Cowboys to get what they deserve, nigga. It's okay. It's okay. Because every time you and Skip get up here after a win like that and talk greasy shit, get ugly after that. But you know what? It's fine with me. Go ahead. And you use my mama. Woo, I can't wait till next week, nigga. What it you was all talking about? Nah.
Nah. It was on wax, bro. It was on. I watched this episode last week back, and I seen that part, and I was like, oh, word. Yeah, he did tell mom bet on the So if I was you, I would be very disappointed in my child. I wouldn't want my child to do that to me on a national syndicated
podcast. That's crazy.
Where we're international. We got different countries listening to us now. We had somebody come in last week from Libya. I don't even know what side of the world that's on. I just know that's not here. So like, it's a lot of people. It's a lot of ears and eyes on this show. That's all.
Right, I got you, nigga. I got it's okay. I got nothing for you right now, nigga. But I got you, nigga. Say less, nigga. I got you.
We got my boy. We got family of the show popping up. We got my boy, head captain of the Losers Club. What's up, man?
Oh, what's up, man?
You got the clean up, man.
I didn't know they had a barbershop over there in the loop.
Man, look, I just want to reiterate what I've been saying for so long. Hashtag fuck Wentz. I don't want him as a QB. Who wants him? We'll trade him for spicy chicken nuggets, man. I don't want him for a QB, bro. I will take the Peterman over Carson Wentz right about now. At least the Peterman could stay healthy.
Wow. That's wild.
No. I need Nick Foles back.
He in Chicago on the bench.
I need him back, man. He won us that ring. Winston didn't win us that ring, man.
Oh, wow. Come on, bro. 13-2 with Wentz, bro.
I didn't think I heard that year. I didn't hear that year y'all won. I didn't hear that.
Nah.
It's cool, though. I love to see the dysfunction. I love it, personally. You know.
Oh, I bet you do.
It couldn't happen to a better franchise.
Fucking sickening, Louis Marcus is today. It's sickening. It's sickening that he's on this level today, bro. Like, it's not even like you.
Nah, man.
Like, he won literally by the grace of God and stupidity. Like,
I told y'all two episodes ago, my God is an awesome God. I told y'all that.
Oh, my God.
I told y'all he wasn't going to let the Nuggets down. And I told y'all the Cowboys are winning week two. Now, whatever happens in week three, we'll discuss that Saturday. But right now, we're going to.
Who y'all got week three?
No,
we got nobody. Seattle, nothing crazy.
What? You got top three in the world? You playing against the top three QB in the world right now?
Hey man, they gotta deal with us too, bro.
They gotta deal with us too, y'all.
Not much.
They gotta deal with us.
That ain't much.
All right.
That ain't much.
All right. Hey man, you got bigger problems to be worried about.
We'll see y'all what
star side, buddy. You got big problems to worry about. Both of y'all actually
we playing the JV team. We good.
You said that when you were playing the football team.
It's two JV teams playing. Who's the better JV team? We don't know. Nah, it might be Cincinnati.
They junior varsity, we varsity. They team B and we team A, man. It's different, bro.
Okay, so it's different, playing man. With the 10th graders, y'all playing with the 11th graders. Okay, all right,
baby. The uniform, whatever.
Whatever floats your boat, Loso. Whatever floats your boat, sir. Because I mean,
when the Titans lose, I'm gonna come on here and fry you up, Jared.
Please.
What's the point? If I didn't do anything, I wasn't frying you up. I'm just saying, I told you from week one, if y'all lost, what you had to do. You had to be the last one out. That means you got to clean up.
Just tag us.
So then you lose again. You lose again this week. So technically you ain't never leave. You just slept in the goddamn loser section.
Yo, you slept there, bro. Just tag us every week.
I'm not tagging nobody anymore.
Carson Wentz definitely got his own section over there. He got some band-aids, some rap over there for him, but you know, he got his own section over there.
He got some band-aid.
Yeah, he got some ice and shit over there.
So did y'all hear about Tyrod Taylor's situation?
Oh my God. That loss is gonna be lit.
I hate to be the one that's out of, you know, like make everything racial, but it would happen to a nigga, right? Like, seriously, like all the quarterbacks that had broken ribs. Listen, Cowboy fan. All jokes aside, Cowboy fan. I had Tony Romo and quarterback, the king of the bad back. All right, this man had bad back. He broke his ribs. He broke his ribs like twice. He broke his collarbone 8 times. He ain't never ever had nobody puncture his lung trying to take a shot, a pain injection shot. Like, that's just crazy. But Tyrod Taylor in 2020 just so happened to be the first sheep led to the cattle. Like, that's crazy, bro.
And he out indefinitely, bro. Like, he can't play none this year.
Oh, and by the way, Justin Herbert is your starter now. All of a sudden, rookie quarterback, play well, week two, play well. Now all of a sudden, he gets the benefits. Tyrod come back. You think he gonna get the job back?
Nah. What they like say, it all makes sense.
All makes sense. Come on, man. That's it, sad, man.
And if he don't get paid from this, I'm really going to be upset. If I was Tyrod, I'm asking for Pat Mahomes money.
Oh, he better fight that.
I'm asking for Pat Mahomes money.
He definitely is due for another contract extension.
Nah, I ain't talking about no contract extension. I don't want an extension.
I'm talking about a contract extension because I won't leave this motherfucker because y'all gonna pay me so many M's, bro. I damn near gonna earn this bitch by the time I leave this motherfucker.
I'm legit asking for Pat Mahomes. Listen, wait, how much Pat get paid? 175? Was it like 175?
Pat got a lot guaranteed too. That's the thing. Like he got most 175
guaranteed. I need all of that. And I need it in the bank account. I don't need nothing else. Y'all can cut me afterwards. I don't care. I need my money. I can't play the rest of the season.
They're gonna cut you before you ask for Patrick Mahomes money.
Then they're gonna give it to you.
That's fine. As long as I get
your severance pay.
I mean, it's gonna be hard to cut Tyrod Taylor after you fucking injured him. Like, nigga, you got a whole lawsuit coming. Don't worry about Rock.
Perception's gonna look really bad on that.
Right. You injured him and cut him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that ain't gonna work.
Should have stayed in Buffalo.
For what?
They made the playoff with Tyrod Taylor, if I'm not mistaken.
They did, but why stay in Buffalo? They drafted your replacement. You did what you were supposed to do.
Your replacement made the playoffs.
Your replacement has a fucking cannon for an arm. Did y'all see him on Sunday?
No.
Oh my God.
I don't watch Bills games.
Bro, the Bills look dangerous.
Yeah, they always look dangerous.
Yeah, they
no,
the addition of Stephon Diggs is wow. The nigga had like when I was looking at the highlights, he had like six catches for like 153 and like three touchdowns, bro.
Wait, didn't the nigga down there pick Miami to win that game? Oh, nah, right.
You think I give a damn about the Dolphins? I don't care if they live.
I'm just saying you picked them, nigga. Like you picked them to win. Like I'm just saying, like you was wrong. I just want to point that out.
Oh, you just want to be able to say that I was wrong today.
Malik,
you
ain't you a
you know what I'm saying? Like,
Malik is a Jets fan.
I'm not. No. Actually, my ten-day contract is up.
We finna get into that.
No, I don't make my pick until Saturday.
Well, he's gonna talk about it until Saturday. Then he gonna wait till the last minute of
the very last minute.
So Malik's 10-day contract is up as a 49ers fan. The day that their whole entire team gets injured.
What's left of the 49ers?
See y'all later.
He out the door. Yeah, so we are keeping. So we're going to start to keep track of our picks over the weeks. We're going to go back over the two podcasts when we made our predictions for the week. Me, Marcus, and Malik going to pick every game of the season until they stop and see who has the best record at the end of the season. Right now, I'm looking all right, just to let y'all know.
Whatever, nigga. You got one lucky ass pick last week, and now you think you're the prediction god.
Who did he pick?
The fucking picked the Raiders.
Both of y'all picked the Falcons, so I don't want to rap. I don't want to hear it. Both of y'all picked the
Falcons. Did you pick the Raiders before or after the Thomas injury?
Before. We did the prediction Saturday. Well, I didn't know he was not one playing.
Yes, you did.
Because that changed a lot because you could feel Michael Thomas's absence in that game. Because usually Breeze relies on him. He relies on the slant routes and everything.
You know what you can tell? You can tell Drew Breeze is old. Well, every time he threw the ball, it looked like he was just throwing with all his might, bro. Like,
I ain't gonna lie, I didn't know if I was watching the Saints or if I was watching the 2018 Patriots. This nigga is check down Carly all of a sudden. Like, bro.
You know why though? It's because after his comments, you know niggas put that bad juju on Drew.
Oh yeah,
what it is, bro. That's what it is.
They got that bad juju on him.
Talk about that flag. Don't give a damn about it, Drew.
Wrong flag.
Hey, I'm a holler at y'all, man.
Yeah, bro.
Y'all be cool, man. Appreciate y'all having me on, man. I'm gonna go cook something up for the loser section. You know what I mean?
Hey, yo, make sure there's lemon pepper wings there, just in case I'm there next week, because you're gonna be there. But just make sure.
I'm definitely gonna be there.
Make sure, like, you got some lemon pepper wings. It depends on the team I pick, though. We might not.
Lemon pepper wet or lemon pepper dry?
Let me get the dry rub this time.
Got you.
Yeah, I
don't trust a loser cooking the food, so we might get it catered.
Don't worry, the Titans gonna be there next week too. Don't even worry about it, yo. The Titans will be there.
They got Minnesota. Ooh, they got a bye week.
Got Minnesota. Bro.
Bye. Y'all done.
They 0-2. Why am I done?
Kirk Cousins gonna cook y'all niggas.
Yeah.
If he couldn't cook, especially if Brady can do it.
If he couldn't cook,
man,
the Colts,
I'm out, man.
I told y'all 2 weeks ago, man. Gardner Minshew is the new Tom Brady. I told y'all that.
This man called me Sunday after the game. It was like, I just called to tell you, man, that Gardner Brady is a real thing.
I told him.
I said, bro, really, bro?
You better copyright that shit for somebody catch on.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to, bro.
I gotta go. I meant to chop that video up and put it on Instagram so it can tag Lil Duval to tell me y'all going 11-5.
Who said that?
You said that. You said that.
I did. Damn. Oh. All right. My bad, God, but I didn't mean to put that pressure on. I'm riding with you.
Okay. Yeah, man. So. Let's see. We had some good games this week, well, last week, and I think really the upset of the week was really Oakland beating the Saints, bro.
Yeah, what's good?
Las Vegas. What's up, Reg? Las Vegas beating the Saints.
It's pretty dope that you called that shit, though. I'm not even gonna sit here and stunt on you. It's pretty dope that you called that shit. I think it was luck, but gotta give praise where it's due. So good pick.
I won't go that far. I'm not going that far.
Gotta give him his credit, man.
I almost. Hey, Reggie, what you think about your Panthers, sir? You gonna be all right?
That's cold. See, you ain't got to do shit like that.
I asked him a question. Because you know he on the fence like Malik, bro. Reggie might be taking 10-day contract soon.
Nah, the 10-day contract is definitely just for Malik. That nigga got to that nigga got to pick a team. I move different out here.
Obviously, sir.
I move different out here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So let's drop it to you at peace, sir. My man said he at peace. I'm sorry, Reggie. I'm sorry.
He at peace.
Oh man. Oh, so
you started what, Reggie? The 10-day contract? Nah. If you did, I damn sure did not know. Then shit. We just two niggas with 10-day contracts, bro, wherever we go.
You remember when Reggie was switching from the Hornets, he went to the Celtics.
That's basketball though. That makes sense.
Yeah, I think all y'all did that year. Everybody was going to New Jersey.
Yeah, everybody went to new teams except for me, because you know I stayed loyal. Marcus stayed loyal with the Bulls. Speaking of the Bulls, we on basketball. Coach Billy Donovan. You got a new coach, man. You got a new coach.
Enjoy that. Y'all niggas about to sign Joakim Noah next week.
Hey, man. The negativity. First of all, listen. I didn't like this pick. I didn't make this pick. They didn't call me because they knew I was going to say no.
Niggas going to have Al Horford and everything.
Well, I mean, they could. They could try that. But, you know, I could just blow up the United States. We could do that.
Damn!
We don't have to do that. You can't put that on FBC airwaves, sir. What are you doing?
It was wild.
We are on Amazon and Spotify and Apple Podcasts, sir. You can't really just put that out there like that.
All right, well, what's understood ain't got to be explained. Let's say that.
Somebody, please. Come get this man, please. Come get this man. Come get him right now. Like, he's tripping. Come get him. What y'all think about the hire, though? Y'all like it? It's good?
No, ooh. I don't like it. No. I just literally watched this man's team.
Hold on, bro.
They didn't have no fucking regular IQ. Like, no, I'm straight. No, I don't want that.
No, but it's a young team.
We got Zach Levine, Chris Dunn. We got low IQ already. We don't need more low IQ players.
You gonna get you some high IQ players like Ja Kim? He a high IQ player. You know Al Horford's smart.
Hey man, listen, man. Chill with the Ja Kim. No shit, man. All right. He going to Denver.
What you talking about?
I already talked to him. He going to Denver next year. I already talked to him.
Him and not top TJ. Yeah. Huh?
And I'm cool with that. I support his decision. He's going to Denver next year, but they're going to replace Mason Plumlee.
We need to. I keep Mason. He just makes two dumb mistakes. But it's okay.
That boy Grant about to go somewhere and get paid. He keep playing the way he playing. Y'all about to lose him.
We're not losing Jamie
Chicago Grant. If you want to.
Nah. Yeah, Reggie, I do make virgin drinks, bro. Just let me know what flavor you want, and I whip up some virgin daiquiris for you, sir.
But yeah, shout out to Billy Donovan.
Don't shout him out. What are you shouting him out for?
He's gonna be great for the Bulls.
I think it's a good move, man.
I think it's a good move too.
Right. I think it's a great move. I think it's a great move.
Yeah, right. And you know what? This is what I hate about people. You know, everything is positive when they don't have to deal with it. I hate this shit about people. You know, everybody can see the bright side of some shit until they have to deal with it. Let's see Billy Donovan go to the Denver Nuggets and see how Jarrett like that. Let's say Billy Donovan went to the Knicks and see how Malik like that. I don't give a fuck about that. Whoever the hell is Malik even root for? Why does Malik have no team and nothing?
I mean, I'm...
Oh, you're okay. A Yankee.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what you talking about?
Oh, you're a Yankee fan. Yeah, you're all a Yankee day, fan. Nigga. Oh, okay.
All day.
Okay.
All day. You know what I mean?
Okay. Let's get it understood. When we got Mike Malone, I did not like it. I still don't like it. But we're winning.
Are you not in the Eastern Conference Finals? Are you not?
You're in the Western Conference Finals.
Yeah.
He hasn't proved himself to you yet.
No, because you know what he does? He just, hey, man, throw the playbook out. Hey man, let's just go out there and just play street ball.
Yeah, that's how Jokic play. That makes sense.
That's what Jamal Murray seemed to like.
And when the he got
going crazy too, by the way. Hey, sit on the Nuggets when they lose. I would still sit on the Nuggets, but anyway, but Jamal Murray, I can't say nothing about Jamal Murray. That motherfucker there, when he get high, bro, he can get real nasty for niggas, bro. I felt sorry for Caruso for a minute, just for a minute. Well, he was abusing that man.
That boy was cooking anybody that stepped in front of him.
Cooking that man, dog.
What, you want some Caruso? Here, 7-piece dinner for you. Here, spicy.
Bro, oh, the, AD, the half hezzy spin, bro. To the three? What? Boy, boots.
Then, oh, you want to put AD on me? Okay, it's whatever. Come here, AD. Between the legs. Step back. Yeah.
Now that shot, he won't do that again. We're not doing that.
We're going to shimmy on you.
He might do that all day. He will do that on AD next time he see AD, unless he is that far out. He better shoot that motherfucker as fast as he did.
Nothing but net. Nothing but it. Last night game was a good game. We should be up 2-1. In all honesty, we should be up 2-1. But we're not, and I'm okay with that right now. So, game four is Thursday. If they come out the same way we've come out, it's going to be ugly for the Lakers fans. And I have not shitted on the Lakers. I didn't do what they did to me. I literally just come in and act like I've been there before. So all you Lakers fans, y'all have won championships. Y'all have done a lot. Act like you've been there before, please. Just act like you've been there before.
What?
I'm just saying. They come tagging me game one and game two. Like they come tagging me game one and game two. Like just straight tagging me for no reason. Last night, we led the entire game. I did not say anything to nobody. I just come and I just made one post and just said 2-1 game. Good game, guys. See y'all Thursday. That's it. You see how humble that is? Didn't nobody come around tagging the whole game. When Jamal was cooking, no, I didn't do any of that. I just said, hey, we'll see y'all Thursday.
First of all, we not about to let you get away with that humble bag. Like, you get that's not happening. We not letting you get away with that humble bag, act like you've been here before. We not doing that shit with you, Gerard. Like, cut that shit all the way out. We not you the nigga that come up here with the bucket hat and all that wild shit. I don't want to hear shit about the humble bag. Take that shit. Take humble out your vocabulary, nigga. No, Gerard.
I didn't even bring the bucket hat out. The bucket has been chilling for a while.
It's a few good reasons why the bucket hat should stay away. First and foremost, you niggas are down 2-1. There's no reason to bring that. Let's just get that out the way. Second of all, you are not humble. We had to listen to your crap when you beat the Clippers. We had to listen for 30 minutes on the podcast while you talk this shit. There is no humble nowhere near you. There is no humble in you. You don't know what humble
okay.
is. You just don't.
Okay.
You don't.
First of all, y'all gave me the right of way to do it. Second of all, y'all all deserved it because you talked trash about us the entire series. Clippers in four. Clippers in five.
We predicted Clippers that you would lose. Six.
And I told you guys it was gonna go seven and we were going to win. What do you want me to do?
So me giving you my humble
I don't condition. Like you giving the Lakers I don't like you giving the Lakers advice like you guys should act like you've been here. When you haven't been there,
No, not the Lakers. Like, I'm talking about their fans. Their fans. Two people in general.
You and your fans have not been there either. You cannot give them. I would not take advice from a virgin if I'm trying to fuck a girl. I can't do it. It doesn't make sense. So I'm,
talk your shit.
I can't do it. So, like, you can't do that.
I can't
tell niggas, hey, yo, Cole, act like you've been there when you haven't been there either.
Because Cole come here every single win and wants to tarnish my Nuggets after every Laker win. Why? What did we do? We didn't do anything to you. You see how he came on here with this negative energy talking about, if I hear the Lakers in the losers section, I didn't say no. You already jumping conclusions. I didn't say anything. It's going to be all right, bro. Calm that down. I ain't heard. And you know what else? I haven't heard from Corey either. Corey said one thing to me. He was like, I expected that good game, and he left it alone. He went away. Just like how I like Corey, away.
So that away. Negates your whole point about somebody.
No, because the rest like of them.
Because clearly Corey acted like he'd been there before.
No, and did just exactly Corey.
What you wanted him to do. So what the just fuck? Corey.
Just soliloquy the rest about? Of the rest of them still are tagging me, and I'm tired of it. Act like you've been there before, guys.
You set yourself up for that.
No, I did not.
If you haven't been in the shop, join the shop. Because when you put up a post in the shop and say, don't tag me about something, you're automatically public enemy number one. Niggas is immediately going to start tagging you with shit. He knows that. But you know what? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Just remember to be humble. On your way to Cancun. Man,
With the Larry O'Brien trophy, right?
No.
If you got the Larry O'Brien trophy, just make sure you get it back before the champion realizes that this is missing. All right.
Look, let's just do a what if. What if we actually win the title and you guys literally have to come up here episode, let's see, the
first final of all, should be done by October. I'm gonna stop you right there.
I'm out. No, let me talk.
Who gotta come up here? Like, like that's my who has to show up? Like, nigga, we could get you Loso and Corey on the show. And they could really,
you think Corey gonna want to come up here after that?
Yeah.
Corey seems like an honorable man. He's way better than me. I'm petty. I will run away from shit. That type of shit right there, that energy, I don't need in my life. I will probably go on. I'm going on vacation. You good, homie? All right, man. You talk to Gerard? Nah, not really. Nah. That's me. Corey will probably come on here.
And me and Marcus, we kind of on the same wave when it comes to shit like that. So enjoy your guest host for that week.
We definitely not coming. The championship, the Nuggets win the championship, and we gotta hear your mouth. Me and Malik will start our own podcast to get the fuck off. Coming back here. Malik will start our own podcast at the Shoppo. Conversation, the remix. We're not doing that. We're not listening to your mouth for a whole episode about a championship with that stupid fucking bucket hat. I'm not doing that.
Not doing that shit. I'm letting you know right now, I'm not doing that shit.
I'm telling y'all right now, if that happens, I'm getting a custom-made Denver Nugget bucket hat with Larry O'Brien's on it all around, and I'm wearing it
forever. You got one championship. How can you put a bunch of trophies on one? Let's move on.
You know why I'm doing it? I got to put one for every player on the team that deserves the title, sir.
Okay, so it'll be two niggas. It's two, no. Two. That's it. It's just Jokic and Murray. It's literally it. And maybe Jeremy Grant. Maybe.
No, just know. It's okay. Okay. If the Nuggets win, y'all can stay on the show. I won't go too crazy. We'll have our own championship parade on the show.
Right. We don't believe you. Move on. Next topic. We don't believe you. We don't.
Yeah. There's something wrong with you guys. You guys are so negative. Yes, you guys are so negative.
Next topic, man. Don't the Heat play tonight?
Yes, the Heat play tonight.
Who do y'all got tonight, man? Fuck it. Before we get off of basketball, who do y'all have tonight?
I got Boston.
Marcus, nigga. Who you got?
Nigga, oh no. Well, I'm gonna go Boston, man. I said Boston at seven. I gotta pick Boston. Just know I'm not confident no more in this series. Like, no pick I make. Like, I don't know who go win nothing anymore.
Right.
Jimmy right. Butler's the playoff Jimmy seemed like he pissed off with the squad right now. I got them niggas. I got the Heat winning tonight. 102-98.
Oh, you calling scores.
I mean, you want to put a case on it, nigga? You going to give me the spread?
Put two on it.
Nah, nigga. Wait, don't you owe Parks some cases? No, that's just... You owe... Whoa.
No, he owes me some cases. Whoa. Can we bet? We just bet. You owe me some cases. That's who we owe. He owe me.
For game two, don't you owe this man like 20 cases?
Game two, yeah, you do owe Parks five cases. 15 cases.
You
know, cases
you owe no, nigga, you owe Parks like 20 cases, nigga. What are you talking about?
What do it matter? I am good for it. I am good for it. Chill. I owe Parks 10 cases. Whatever. I'll get it back. We're good. I got them.
What does it matter? It's a lot. You're in debt, sir.
So, America's in debt. They still giving out everything. Come on now.
You see how they doing us in America?
Hey.
Oh, the spread is three? Oh, shit. Well, I was close. The spread is three, but I was at four. Because I said 98-102. I was close. Maybe I should go work in Vegas, nigga. No, that's not.
How about no?
Nigga, don't do that. Don't do that.
Wow, I just drink it down that quick. Wow, that's crazy.
So let's do this. Put up your two cases on my two cases. I'm already in debt to all you niggas.
Let me think about it.
What do it matter?
I mean, you got to come stay with me in a couple weeks. So,
I don't know.
What you mean you don't know now? Nah, nigga, because Parks down in two.
You might be a little sick.
You scared and they ain't going to let him in the house.
Oh, yeah. If y'all don't know, since we talking about it, your boy might have corona. Like, this is like a 40% chance.
Oh my God. It's not a small percentage, bro.
It's not a small percentage at all. But I'm gonna let y'all know tomorrow.
Oh shit.
Oh well, that percentage just increased the
Hey, probably. Man, let's get some prayer hands in the comments.
Can we get a hashtag pray for Malik, pray for Parks?
Pray for Parks.
God damn, I gotta go get tested tomorrow.
These niggas, man, this is some crazy
bullshit, bro.
What the hell, bro? All right, who gave who what? Parks, you out here messing with these skeezers?
Nah, I don't know what's going on out here, man. I don't get on the screen. You explain to them what's going on because I don't know. Paul, like, I don't
my roommate could have corona and her friend does have it and she be around me, I was gonna stay home for the podcast, but he insisted that I come over. So now he might have it.
But he insisted that he get the coronavirus.
First of all, it didn't matter if he came over today or not. This shit happened like a couple days ago. So if we shared a blunt yesterday, so it don't matter. Like, that's why I told him, I was like, you might as well just come over because, nigga, if you got it, I got it. So there we have it. Pray for me. Hopefully I don't have this shit because I don't like staying in the house.
Pray for Malik and pray for Parks, please.
And send nuggets, nigga. Now I need y'all to send Malik nuggets.
For real. Please pray for both of them. Parks, go burn your apartment down, Parks, like right now.
For real.
That way you know it's corona free. You might be roommate free too. But it just be
hey, that might be the best part. It might be the best thing going right now. You don't need a house or a roommate right now.
What, you trying to smoke?
Fuck it, man. Yo, look, what the fuck we gonna do, man?
Niggas don't take this shit serious at all, y'all. This is craziness, man.
Oh my god. Oh Jesus. Jesus.
Man, that's hilarious, bro. That's hilarious.
Man, fuck 2020, bro. I swear to God, yo, if I have coronavirus, bro.
Did you?
This is the icing on top of the cake, bro. If I got this shit. Oh my god. If y'all only knew how much this coronavirus has fucked my life over in 2020, and for me to catch this shit right at the end of the year.
Like that's crazy. Do you want to smoke?
Well, yeah, nigga, life's a bitch, and then you die. That's why we get high, cause you never know. You never know when you gonna go, nigga. So fuck it.
That's a fact though, bro. If I'm dying, best believe I was high. Like, if I get shot, smoke gonna come out. I'm not gonna be sober. I don't wanna be sober. Nah, bro. It's gotta be hell.
Sober and shot? That's horrible.
Yeah, it's bad enough being sober, but shot too? God, I wouldn't wish nobody. I wouldn't wish being sober on nobody, man.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, unless you want crystal meth or some shit like that, then you need to be sober. Other than that, man, not just weed. I'm talking about that. I'm talking about weed.
Oh my gosh, bro. What else we got on the docket for today? I got a question I want to ask y'all. I got this from Loso and them last night. I'm going to ask y'all the same question that he asked them folks.
Just go ahead and ask it, man.
I'm scared, but go ahead.
Don't be scared, bro. Loso on the podcast, Get Your Bars Off last night. He asked his co-host Ari and the sewer turtle Joe. He asked them.
The sewer turtle.
What the fuck, yo? Why he say that so calm? Like we were just gonna let that go.
He asked the sewer turtle Joe. He asked him. He said, "What was your what's your shooting percentage on smashing a chick on the first night?"
What's my shooting percentage?
Yeah, smashing a chick on the first night.
I'm at least Steve Nash, the free throw line. Like, I'm like Steve Nash, Steph Curry, nigga. Like, pick one.
My nigga said he he 93% from the free throw line.
At least, nigga. At minimum. Like, what? Don't play with me, man.
You know, back in the day, way back in the day. You know, I was all right, you know, I was okay. If I had to put a percentage on it, I'd say I could put a somewhere in there. I'd say 85-ish.
My score is horrible because I don't really sleep a lot on the first dates, bro.
I'll be trying.
I want to call Gerard a liar, but I got the stats right here next to me.
I'm talking about like a shorty like you actually just like y'all went out to eat type shit. Not just that's what we come to do type shit. I'm talking about you actually like.
Yeah, like you go out with a chick and you don't think you're gonna smash, but then at the end of the night you end up smashing.
Yeah.
Yeah,
see me, I get callbacks. I get home and then it's a da 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 da. What the fuck am I supposed to say? No, like,
like I would be like, nah, you know what? I'm already at home. I done took a shower.
Yeah, bet.
I know I already smoked. I'm chilling, man. No, I catch one. I catch another time.
OMW.
Said by no nigga ever.
Said by no nigga ever.
OMW ASAP.
I'm on the way. Let me.
OMW.
I'm on the way. You ain't got to worry about nothing.
Nothing.
On the way.
You don't even put time. You don't even put time. Just put OMW.
I guess I mean because
you got LeBron percentage.
I'm more like Shaq percentage in that motherfucker.
God damn!
You got to think. I was out the game for like 8-9 years, bro. Because I was married for. I was out the game for like 8-9 years.
Yeah, I feel you on that.
It wasn't no shooting percentage.
I feel that. I definitely feel that.
That's
where I am now.
That's
why I said back in my head. Okay. My jersey wrapped is right now. Let's leave it up there. Leave my jersey up there. I gave it 20. I think I said like 24, 25, like first date type shit. Cause I play the long game, bro. Like it depends on the chick, bro. Like if I don't hit you today, tomorrow is always fine.
I don't know, man. Sometimes you can't put off the day.
Yeah, it depends on the chick, bro.
Don't put off the day, but you can do today. That's all I'm saying.
It depends on the chick, bro. Depends on what's going on that day, bro. Depends on the chick, bro.
You said on what's going on that day. Like, all right, I ain't got nothing else going. I ain't got to work today.
I'm talking about just with her. Cause you kind of
just on how she is.
Yeah, you kind of gotta feel that vibe with her, cause it ain't really your decision, fool. It ain't really your decision.
Yeah, basically.
So you kind of gotta just.
Let me say this: I'm not like a pimp, none of that shit. Like I don't boast and brag about my shit. That's literally just how the shit turns out for me. Like,
yeah, I mean, I'm not, you know, not knocking nobody. You get it how you live, my nigga. But that just, you know, sometimes it go down like that, bro. It really just, hey, what's up, mom? We good? We done ate good. We done party. We done drank. Now we back at the crib and it's like, so you know, talking and all that good stuff. And then like, you looking like you getting out the car. Nah. Backseat action. Yeah. You know, you get to that backseat or that passenger seat, you never know what's going to go down. Yeah, anything man. Is possible. What KG say? Anything is possible.
I had some 50, 40, 90 years, you know.
What the head say? Anything goes, man. Anything goes, man.
Facts.
Anything goes, man. So I mean, it's just, you know, ain't no bad thing. Ain't no, you know. So everybody, this week I got t-shirts. I got hit up by our winner for 2K. His t-shirt is on the way, sir. I'm finally glad you answered a message that was meant a month ago. But yeah.
No more tournaments, by the way. Because if y'all niggas act like that.
We had the 2K tournament. The day he won, I sent him a message. I asked him for his shirt size, flip-flop size, and what flavor drink he wanted. No response. No, he saw the message. No response, no nothing. He puts me and Malik in a group chat and tags us in a post in at the shop.
He tagged us in a post at the shop?
Yeah, I deleted it.
That's why I didn't see it. Oh, I would have wigged out if I saw that.
I deleted it. Oh, like, I'm like, bro, you just sent us a message.
Malik would have started acting like a damn fool. Yeah.
Like, bro, you just sent us a message. Why are you making a post? I seen the message. You ain't got to do all that. If you answer my question when I first asked you, you would have been had your shit. But now,
hey, look, man,
got shit taken care of, man.
No more tournaments if y'all niggas gonna act like y'all ain't never been here before. If y'all niggas don't start acting like y'all been here before, I swear to God.
Man, y'all gonna kill me with that.
That's the new slogan, bro.
Act like you've been there before.
Act like you've been there before, man.
We got a lot of new slogans. We got act like you've been there before. My man's Rich Reyes, Ricardo, whatever it takes. Whatever it takes. Hey, look,
shout
man,
out to Mulatto.
I'm trying to get Mulatto to come on the show. I don't know what we're going to talk about, but I'm going to get Mulatto on.
Man, Gerard, chill out.
I can't get Mulatto on the show, bro.
I don't want y'all
to
see me like this, bro.
Big Lotto. Y'all know she talk big shit. Big Lotto.
Man, it right up my alley.
What, bro? I'm just saying, though. They got to get some celebrities on the show, bro.
You can't come on the show. Nah, Mulatto, you can't come, baby. Just watch. Gerard trying to end shit, man. I'm not fucking with him.
I'm not trying to end shit. I didn't know until the day that you told me, bro. I was like, well.
Yeah, man. Shout out to that freestyle or whatever the fuck that was. But,
fire. Malik, any requests for any certain artist you want on the show?
If you don't know me by now, you know I'm the most competitive nigga. Don't ask me questions like that. I don't know. I don't know, man. I don't know. Look, give me some time. Can you give me some time to think about it?
Okay. I mean,
yeah, I'm in the world.
Yeah. You pick your celebrity crush. I'm gonna try to get her on the show.
Oh, a celebrity crush. Oh, that's different. Yeah. I don't think I have any rap celebrity crushes, though, to be honest with you.
Man, And Malik, well, I didn't know either until I heard their freestyle. I didn't know I had one.
Well, send the freestyle to me. I was maybe we can have a joint. Like, all right, nah, it's her.
Hold on. I'm gonna pull it up right now.
Nah, send it to me because I want to be in my zone. I don't want to hear it up here. Nah. Send that to me.
Hey, Malik, you might want to, man, burn a candle or something, you know what I'm saying? Get your emoji. That girl, yeah, crazy,
send me that. Definitely send me that one. Don't play it on the podcast. No. Do not ruin it for me. Don't ruin it for me.
Play it right now.
He gotta be. He gotta be in his own element. Like, wait till the parts gone and all this shit, man. He gotta burn a candle, man. Get him a blunt roll.
Especially because obviously I got a quarantine, so just
man. He got quarantine. Man, he gotta lay the towel down now. So just. let that down now, man.
Just send it to me, man. Just send it to me. I ain't fucking with y'all though. I don't appreciate the non-support that I'm getting from down there. But you know it is, so it's okay.
Get support. I'm telling you, bro. You gotta be by yourself when you hear her, man. She's that girl crazy. You ever start Googling shit? Like, you just see some shit, hold on, man. Let me go see. I gotta go check her info out. Like, how old is she? Like, what is she doing? Where is she? What's going on with her? Maybe that's just me.
She is 21.
Oh, this was in the shop the other day, but I skipped over it. Oh, I'm not skipping over it this time. Never mind. Say less. I got y'all.
I get in trouble.
I'm sorry, Jess. I didn't mean to. I'm sorry, sis. I'm sorry. Let my man's back in the house. Let my man's back in the house. Go ahead, let my man's back in the house. It's cool. It's just barbershop talk. That's all. He doesn't mean any of it. He doesn't mean not a bit of it. All right, so today's show was great, bro. I really ain't got nothing else for y'all. Pay that man Tyrod Taylor what you owe.
Fuck Colby Covington too, man. Fuck Colby Covington. Oh. And fuck Tyron. Oh. And fuck Tyron Woodley. You got us looking crazy out here, bro. You got us looking real crazy after that bullshit that you came in. We picked you to lose because we knew that you weren't a better fighter. But still.
I told y'all, I said he was gonna knock him out in round one, and obviously it went to five rounds, and he just got beat the fuck up.
Oh, I'm done with Tyron. If we talking about Tyron, I'm done with Tyron Woodley. I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done with him. I'm sorry. He quit. I don't want to hear shit about no ribs, none of that shit. You could clearly see he was getting his ass kicked the whole fight. He didn't want to be there. And when Kobe grabbed his hand and held his hand down and he couldn't secure that guillotine, he was done. I'm done with Tyron Woodley, man. I'm not listening to you rap. Like I said, none of that shit. I don't want to hear it.
Like it's one thing to be like, in a fight where it's like obvious that the other fighter is better. But when the nigga's not doing that much, you just refuse to produce any offense, like you're not even trying. You just quit.
And this is why I'm more angry. I'm more angry because you didn't beat him, and then you brought that Black Lives Matter stuff up, and then you gave him the platform to go the fuck off like he did after that fight. To humiliate us. Tyron, you gotta hold that fucking L, bro. I'm sorry. That shit pisses me off. It pissed me off to see that shit. for you to put up a performance like that. Now, if you fought and you got knocked out, nigga, we good. I got you. You fought. But for you to put a performance up like that and to give him a platform to do that, to make us seem like we criminals and terrorists because we support a movement for our people not getting killed in the fucking streets by the police, to make us seem like, and then give him that platform, bro? Nah. And then we don't hear shit from you?
Right, you gone. Like, you, I haven't heard nothing from him.
No, nah, bro, I'm straight. I'm straight. No apology, no nothing. Nah, bro, I'm straight on that. You just used us. I'm straight on Tyron Woodley, bro. I'm good on him. I'm never betting on him to win another fight. I hope you retire at this point. Deadass. Sorry. Sorry. That's why I told y'all when he said that shit, I said, I don't like this. I don't like that shit at all, bro.
And I'm thinking in my head, I'm like, bro, you ain't doing nothing but giving him something to motivate because he's looking at you like, I don't give a fuck about none of this shit. Oh, and by the way, he gets a phone call from Trump. Trump told him, hey, yo, I'm proud of you. You're a great fighter. I'm a big fan. Trump is sitting back watching MMA fight. He's a big fan, though. You never mentioned him, he would not fucking call you.
Right.
Shit you have to deal with when you put a whole group of people on your back. And we gotta ride with you. That's why Deontay Wilder, that's why he got those jokes. He put all of us on his back. We didn't ask for that.
Didn't ask for none of it.
Doesn't matter. When he says Black Lives Matter, we gotta ride.
Damn. Now, see, I saw through all of that shit, though. That's why I still picked Kobe. I knew Kobe was gonna break him. Like, nigga, you didn't even want to fight your last two fights. You think this nigga who has a motor, who doesn't get tired, he not gonna break you? You don't even want to throw punches, bro? Nah, bro.
He just got his jaw broke in his last title fight, so he got all the motivation in the world to fight.
Beat the hell out of that man too. It wasn't even like it was close. He beat the hell out of Tyron Woodley.
Tyron wasn't doing shit, bro. Tyron was he ain't been doing shit his last three fights now, and I think. Ever since he lost the title, bro, he ain't did shit.
Well,
he probably won't at this point. It's a wrap.
It's a wrap.
It's over with.
It's a wrap.
So, with that being said, y'all got anything else y'all want to roll out with?
Oh, y'all niggas ain't got no that's positive.
I can say, man, all I can say is for real, fuck 12, for real, bro. All right, like I said earlier, man, RIP Breonna Taylor, bro, because that shit, I ain't gonna lie, bro. That shit made me so mad, but at the same time, you know, you're not supposed to not expect that shit because it's been going on for so long. It still angers us, bro. This shit crazy.
There was a quote I saw the other day. Let's see if I could pull it up. But I wanted to save it for the shot. It says, eliminate who you are not first, and you'll find yourself exactly where you need to be. All that fake fronting shit. All that shit not necessary, man. I come up here every day and tell y'all life is too short. Man, stay true to yourself, bro. Don't let nobody get you out of your bag or nothing. And we so focused on trying to figuring out who we are to get to our destination that we forget who we are. Bro, find out who the fuck you're not first. It's easy to tell, bro. You could tell by your lifestyle. You could tell if that shit don't fit, if your thoughts don't fit. Find out who you are first, and then you'll find out exactly where you need to be in life, bro. Take that as you want it. I don't really got too much for y'all because I'm kind of scared, but Y'all just be safe. Y'all just be safe. Wash your hands. God damn. Wash your hands. Wear your mask. All that shit. Now y'all got me up here saying this shit. Wash your hands. Wear your mask. Get hand sanitizer. It's real out here, obviously. This shit ain't no fucking hope. Oh, it's real shit. Out here.
Bro, I got to get some pain pills or something, bro. These niggas is crazy.
Some old bullshit. I got to come up with positive words for today.
My man, my mask became the coronavirus spokesman today, man. That's hilarious, though.
Man.
You need to come out here, too, and say some positive words, man. Hey, Parks, come out here and tell everybody to wash their hands, use sanitizer, wear your mask. Come on, Parks, where you at, man?
Go ahead, Parks.
Just stay clean, man. Just stay clean.
Stay clean. Y'all heard Parks. Hey, man. I'll mute your mic, bro.
We dead ass gonna have a Corona party, bro. Cause it's a lot of moving pieces, bro.
No. You gotta kill the virus, y'all. Nigga, Parks go in one room. Don't go back home. Go in one room. Malik, you stay in the other room. Y'all just come out when it's time to go get something to eat. And wear your mask.
These niggas gonna smoke blood together as soon as this shit over, man. These niggas like quarantining, man.
Well, no, we gotta quarantine for legal reasons. We gotta quarantine.
Malik over here like, man, shit, fuck this shit. You only die once.
They gonna say that. They gonna say, wait a minute, time out.
We out. Hey, yo, look, hold up, wait, nigga, nah, shut up. He really is shit. Nah, he ain't say shit. You ain't hear shit. Nothing. You've heard not a goddamn thing is what you heard, Gerard. Right, not a goddamn thing. Don't you repeat shit. You didn't hear nothing. We out. We said the get your positive word off so we can get the fuck up out of here. That's what's going on.
I can't even chop this up. I was gonna chop this up. I can't even chop this up now.
You could chop it up.
Damn it, Parks. You know what? Man,
give me bad time out here.
Yeah, y'all gotta drop this up, man. I got that United Center comment on here.
Oh, this is a bad episode. Oh, we scrapping this one. I just remembered about that. Oh, this shit never happened, bro.
Yeah, we can't put this on all platforms just yet.
I'm staying in the house tonight. If that's what you... In case y'all didn't hear what the nigga said, he said we staying in the house tonight. That's what he said.
Hey man, look, man. Hey man, look. Just wash your hands, mask up, man. If you live in Louisville, bro, burn the city down for me, please. Let's just make it an all bad episode then. Fuck it. Burn the city down, bro. Let's burn it down. Burn all the KFC.
Actually, I don't even think that. I think, bro, we're at the point where when you say shit like that, bro, it's not even a bad thing no more, bro.
Bro, burn all the KFCs. Burn up UCS. Burn up all the White Castles. Burn down.
Whoa. Skip White Castle, though.
No, bro. All of it got to go.
No. Not White Castle, though.
Bro, you act like it's not another White Castle somewhere. You don't even go to Kentucky.
Yeah, but in case he goes to Kentucky, you know we got Willie out there. In case he go to Kentucky, he might want to go to White Castle.
Okay, I got y'all. Willie, stay closer to my side of Tennessee.
Nah, we ain't doing that. We not doing that. Burn that city down, man.
Burn all this shit up, man. I really ain't got too much positive words for y'all today, other than get your grind on. Make every day count. Be better than yesterday. That's about it for y'all, man. Game 4 tonight. of the Miami Boston series, game four tomorrow for the Lakers and Nuggets. Saturday, you catch our predictions, our NFL predictions. Malika have a new team Saturday, hopefully.
Yes, sir.
I watched parts of Summer Madness. I didn't get the chance to fully watch everything. I fell asleep during somebody battle. It was boring to me. Y'all enjoy the rest of y'all day.
See y'all episode 47.
Be safe. Hey, quick question. Who the hell wear number 46? And
who wears number 46 and you call yourself a Yankee fan? I'm getting out of here. All right. I'm out. These niggas are crazy, bro. What the fuck? Number 46? Yankee fan. There's only one man that's worn number 46. I'm out, y'all. Y'all enjoy
I just wanted to ask a question.
We're going to see y'all on Saturday for episode 47 because niggas ain't really Yankee fans out here, man.
Wow. All I did was ask a question. I just asked a question because I wanted to know if...
Disrespect, man. How am a Cubs fan that got more respect for that man than you do? How's that?
Wow. That's crazy. That's wild. That's wild that you would think that, first of all. Let's get that understood. I was throwing it out there because that's who is going on the damn couple show with the Chinese.
Who wears number 46? It's only one. It's literally only one person I ever seen wearing 46. Literally.
I just wanted to put that out there. That's all. Y'all be easy. Y'all have a good one. We out.